Thank you for listening to this episode of Changes Big and Small. This is your host, Demianne. Each week, I interview guests or share ideas about making changes in our lives. Listen to great advice and inspiration so that you can take action to make positive changes in your own life. Last week, I shared an interview that I recorded in March with Deirdre Nelson. I reached out to her to find out how life has changed over the past 2 months, to find out what it's like for her during the time of coronavirus. How are you doing now with the COVID-19 situation?
Well, I have to say that I'm not doing too badly, I guess, all things considered. So the last day that I was actually physically in class was March 20th. And now is what, May, days are blending together, can you believe? Now is May 15th. So it's been almost 2 months since we've been out of class and just teaching online and kind of staying home every day since March 20th. So I'm doing pretty good. My husband and I had a little, you know, in the beginning it was like, oh, we're always around each other because he was, of course, also here teaching online. But now we have a little bit of a groove. We got things going fine. We often say that we're so happy that we have the partners that we have because it's just, it's cool. We're not in a strained relationship or anything. It's fantastic, actually. So we're really grateful for that. I'm really glad the weather is better. So we're able to go out for walks. I'm able to go out for a walk. Where I have set up in my room, in my house, I can see outside, the sunshine is there. I can see the squirrels, you know, playing around and doing their thing. So it's nice to be able to have that, not being able to go too far afield. So yeah, I'm doing pretty good. It really helps that the weather is better. If it was the dark of winter, it might be a little bit difficult. So with this whole COVID-19, I'm totally doing okay. I was a bit of a homebody anyway, so that's kind of fine.
It sounds like things are okay overall, even good in some cases. What's it like when you need to get groceries? We talked a bit about that before, last time, as we were starting the interview. I think both of us experienced empty shelves when we were looking for toilet paper back then. What's the situation like now for you?
Going to the grocery store hasn't been too crazy. We found the more sane grocery store in the city, so we've been going there to get our stuff. But so far, things seem to be okay. We have to really pace ourselves for the long haul. I can't complain. I really can't complain. I'm working. We're in good health. Our families are good. Our families are safe. Our families are still working. They're still in good health. So, you know, we're lucky. We're really, really blessed and really fortunate. And we know that and we recognize that. And our friends are pretty much in the same positions that we're in. So yeah, we're really fortunate and happy to be so and know that we are.
We discussed last time how you were planning a trip to Africa in 2021. And you're someone who likes to travel generally. People keep asking me about my travel plans. Right now, all my plans are on hold and I don't know when I will be comfortable getting on a plane again. What do your travel plans look like at the moment?
It was a plan a little bit further in the future anyway. It wasn't something we're planning to do like tomorrow. So our big trip that we were planning to do in Africa, it's still there. It's still in the back of our mind. I still have my big giant Africa map now posted in my dining room wall. So it's still something that we're thinking about. Mozambique now is kind of on our radar to go to the archipelago and the coast of Mozambique. But I don't know when that's going to happen. Maybe 2022, 2023, who knows? But it's still there. The most significant change in our travel plans were to go to Ottawa this past... Actually, it would be coming up this coming couple of weeks. Hamilton, the musical, was going to be playing in Ottawa. And I had tickets to go to the musical with my whole family. And I had tickets, of course, to fly to Ottawa. But then, of course, Hamilton's postponed. The ticket has been canceled for the show. So the show is postponed until December. The flight is postponed till probably December, so we'll see what happens there. We have plans to go to Newfoundland in August, still hemming and hawing about whether or not I'm going to do that because I don't feel really comfortable flying, though Newfoundland and the country says that they should be opening by June, Grosmorne Park. And I really want to go there because I have some friends from Korea who've opened up like a cottage bed and breakfast kind of idea called the Fish Sheds, shameless plug. And so I wanted to go check them out and see how it was, but we'll see what happens. I haven't decided what to do with that trip yet. Everything else is kind of on hold. I don't know, you know, who knows? Everything is just, you know, health is most important and not spreading the virus is the most important thing. Travel will always be around, so we'll see.
How's teaching different for you right now? What's it like for your students?
Online teaching is fine. The students I have are international students, and they are great. I have a few students, one in Bangladesh, one in China, and one in Hong Kong, all of which had planned to come to Canada. The Bangladeshi student was already here, and then he went home for the holidays, Christmas, and then he got stuck there, so he couldn't come back. The other two students, I think, they have never been to Canada, but they're still signed up for the language course. So it's great to see and hear from different parts of the world how everything is happening. It is, of course, a little difficult to get the nuances of, you know, I teach a language through the internet, so it's a little difficult for them to, like, do some of the listenings or the pronunciation activities sometimes because they might not hear the clear nuances of the language. And then facial expressions you have to really pay attention to. The hand gestures aren't really there. Body language isn't there. So it's a little, some things get lost in translation. But other than that, I think everything has been okay. We've transitioned over to online learning pretty well, so I can't complain about that. And everyone is a lot more patient. We're all trying, and we recognize that. So there are some challenges in terms of test taking and, you know, academic honesty and things like that. But again, you just try to mitigate that by making questions a little bit more thought, a little more thinking, not just kind of, you know, true or false or that kind of thing. So that seems to be working okay. My schedule is more or less the same. Teaching is going well. I do find it a little bit taxing, though, teaching online for 5 hours a day. So I have a 3-hour class in the morning and a 2-hour class in the afternoon and then 1-hour lunch break. And it is kind of a bit much. It's a lot of Zoom strain, Zoom fatigue. I'm sure you've heard about it all in the media and stuff. So yeah,
I'm definitely familiar with the idea of Zoom fatigue. I've been working remotely for almost 2 years now, and so all of our communication is online, mostly through Zoom and through Slack and that kind of thing. And since coronavirus started, many people want to have more video chats, but I'm finding that I don't actually want any more video chats than what I'm having already with work. I spend all day on the computer and I might want to connect with people, but I find the idea of another Zoom meeting, another online interaction to be exhausting at times.
Definitely that. So when Fridays come around, I don't have an afternoon class on Fridays. So when Friday comes around, I'm usually just ready to go to bed like right at noon. So yeah, it's a bit much for the brain teaching online. I have a job. I really do. And I'm healthy and my family's healthy. And so that's most important. The biggest thing is just finding the energy to do stuff after spending time on the internet all morning and the better part of the afternoon. Like finding the time to do stuff. So I thought when all of this happened, when they said, oh, you're going to be teaching from home and you're going to be, you know, online, I was like, great, it's going to be better for me because my commute to work normally took about 40 minutes. So I was like, yeah, great, I can save all this time. No, not saving any time, not saving any time at all. In fact, I'm probably more tired now than I would be if I were in the car driving back and forth. So I have to figure out a schedule so I could be able to like get some exercise in, not just veg out on the sofa and binge watch Sex and the City, which I've been doing, which I, you know, I'll say it, I'm not ashamed. So yeah, I got to figure out some things like that. But otherwise, things are great. and I cannot complain.
My sister and I have been baking. We usually have dinner together and then watch something on Netflix afterward. What's giving you joy right now? Well, besides watching Sex and the City.
Well, I'm still able to connect a lot with my family. I think I mentioned before that I live quite a bit away from my family. They live in Ontario and I'm in Manitoba. So we're still connecting. We Zoom call, we chat, we FaceTime with the little kids in my family who are actually teenagers and in their 20s. We text message a lot. We're going to try this Netflix movie watching party. So that still gives me joy. And the friends that I have that are still in Ontario or in the States, like we're trying to connect a little bit more actually because of coronavirus. So we've set up a couple of Zoom chats and stuff and just kind of we're talking more and emailing more and keeping more in touch actually. And these are friends that I've had since like high school. So that's kind of neat. Being able to go out for walks. Both my husband and I like to cook a lot. So we're experimenting with different kind of things in the kitchen. So we're making a lot of bread. We got a bread maker before this whole thing happened. So it's kind of cool. So we have this bread maker. We're making bread. We're trying different flavors, different kind of dishes, Middle Eastern stuff and Mediterranean stuff, Indian stuff. Like we're just kind of exploring.
I also got some updates from previous guests. Here's a voice memo from Kim Cofino, my first guest on the podcast.
A simple thing that's giving me pleasure during this COVID-19 lockdown time is going for daily walks and appreciating the little beautiful things that I can see in the city around me. Bangkok is a pretty busy and crazy city, but during this time, things are quite quiet and I can appreciate all the different plants and unusual architecture and interesting people that are kind of out on the streets, even though it's super quiet out there. I think it really helps to think about what you're lucky to be able to do as opposed to thinking about what you're restricted from doing. So I appreciate the fact that I can go out for walks, even though I used to really like walking in the park and now I'm walking on the street. I appreciate the fact that I can still go outside.
I also received several other written responses from previous guests, all of which you can read on the show notes page. What I noticed is that the same themes show up again and again. People are finding pleasure in things that have rhythm, in connecting and in creative pursuits. Some of you may also be baking bread or taking time to savor your favorite foods, like Emily in episode 6. You may be trying new things, either because you have more time or because you're somehow overcoming the fear of exploring something new. Angela from episode 19 talks about trying to make new things with her tiny oven in Japan and appreciating the fact that she can have lunch on her balcony sometimes because she's working from home. This lets her enjoy the view of nature around her. Coronavirus may be preventing us from doing many things that we were used to, or we may have to do some things differently. Ask yourself, what are the things that you couldn't do before that you can do now? This can be as simple as sleeping in an extra 10 minutes, standing on your balcony in the middle of the day, making roast vegetables for lunch rather than buying something that you weren't too fond of. What new opportunities do you have to do things that will make you happy? There are some people who are more productive now than before. For example, Praveen from episode 5, who's relearning how to code so that he can switch jobs, and Rosanna from episode 3, who's doing renovation projects around her home. Since she's traveling less, she has more time to actually do some of the projects she's been putting off. Or maybe you're like Samira in episode 28, and the one thing that you need to do every day is go for a run or some other kind of workout. Or you may be the opposite. Maybe you find that you just need a break right now to watch some television, to laugh, to go through your address book and call family or friends, to meditate, listen to music, or just to sit and be. I'd like to honor and celebrate all the ways we're thriving and surviving during coronavirus. As long as you're not hurting yourself or anyone else, it's okay. Whether you feel like you need to do more or less, that's okay too. Wherever you're finding joy, whatever actions you can do now that you couldn't do before, take a moment and celebrate that. Yes, we may have lost things, but we've certainly gained some as well. What have you gained in the time of coronavirus? Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope that you enjoyed joining me today. Please go to changesbigandsmall.com to connect with me. I've recently made some changes on the website, which I hope will make it a bit easier to navigate and to figure out how to get to different areas. You can find all the past episodes there and also subscribe to automatically receive new episodes every week. If you have sent a request to be on the podcast, I will be getting back to you. I'm giving priority to guests who would like to chat about career change. So if you are thinking of applying to be on Changes Big and Small, note that that's the topic I will be focusing on next. Please share this episode with a friend or family member that you think might benefit. And for access to more resources and support from a community focused on change and progress, join the Changes Big and Small Facebook community. I'm sending you best wishes for good health and happiness. Have a great week.